This is Habit by Chase Bliss.
Habit.
It's an experimental delay pedal that asks the question, is it possible to feel nostalgic for something that happened 3 minutes ago? So here's the deal. While you play or sing or talk into Habit, the pedal is listening, recording. Then, when you least expect it, something from the past resurfaces. Suddenly, you're hearing a note from 20 seconds back, or a chord change from 2 minutes ago. And you think to yourself, hey, I remember playing that. Although somehow, it sounds weird and different now. And I think that's kind of the point. In Habit's most basic out-of-the-box configuration, the scan knob controls how frequently these interruptions happen. When it's all the way down, there are no interruptions. When it's all the way up, it's as though someone is constantly changing the channel on your music. Only, they're changing it to another channel that's also playing your music, just at a different moment. By the way, that's just how the scan knob works in the default automatic mode. As you can see, there are many dip switches on the top of the pedal, one of which switches the scan knob into manual mode. This allows you to use the scan knob to manually change that channel. As you turn the knob, you plumb the depths of the past, going from very recent memory all the way back to 3 minutes ago. Do you remember what happened 3 minutes ago? Not sure I do. Okay, so far we've only talked about the most challenging, most experimental aspect of this pedal, which is of course Habit's wandering memory. But that's actually only half the picture. Habit also has an array of really cool delay-based effects, and it's totally possible to just leave that scan knob on zero and to use this as a cool delay pedal, without any fear that it's going to suddenly develop a mind of its own and blurt out your most embarrassing musical secrets from the last 3 minutes, when you least expect it. Okay, so let's talk about those cool effects. These two rocker switches control which effect you have turned on, and for each effect there's an A mode and a B mode. This modify knob controls the effect parameters. Now, right now, I have the second switch set to off, which means I don't have any special modify effect enabled. In other words, as this is currently configured, this is just a standard delay effect. These three knobs control the level, feedback, and time. You'll notice that the maximum delay time is 1 minute, which is massive. Okay, now let's actually turn one of these effects on. For me, these are really where this pedal shines. The pitch shift effects are really, really great. There are two versions of this. The first one is stepped, which means that as you turn the knob, it goes up a fifth, up an octave, up to the next fifth, up an octave again, etc., etc., with very musical results. Now, with all of these modes, there's an additional option in the form of this rocker switch. In its default setting, out, then the effects get applied once to all of the echoes, just as you would expect. But of course, in a delay pedal, if the repeats knob is turned up, then there is more than one echo. If you switch the rocker to in, the effect gets reapplied for each subsequent echo. So the first echo might be up a fifth, the second echo will be up a fifth from that, etc., etc. And that creates this distinctive sounding crystallizer effect. A2 is the stability effect, which basically means it's a tape delay simulator. If you turn it all the way up, you get massive pitch fluctuations. Whereas if you turn it up just a bit, you get a pleasant, sort of subtle warbling effect. A3 is a trimmer. It chops off little bits from each of the delays. If you move the knob to the left, it chops off the front of the delay. And if you move it to the right, it chops off the end. And if you move it all the way in either direction, you get these wild, granular effects. B1 is smooth speed. This is an alternate version of the other pitch algorithm. This one is completely smooth, which means that as you turn the knob up, it's going to change the pitch shift amount in a completely linear fashion. So it's really nice if you want to sweep the pitch down. B2. So this is a standard multi-mode filter. It can either take away high frequencies or low frequencies depending on the position of the knob. I found this one to be surprisingly useful. There are a lot of times when I want my main signal to have a bunch of body, but then I want the echoes to only consist of the higher frequencies. This does that really well. even cooler if you flick the rightmost switch to in, you can make a delay where each subsequent echo has fewer and fewer low frequencies. The final effect is dropper. This effect drops out a portion of each signal. This is useful for making an echo that degrades with each repeat. My favorite of these effects is definitely the stepped pitch bend. So a few weeks ago, I sampled my Reverb Tank violin and released it as a decent sampler library. As part of that, I made an experimental patch called Tails. As you can hear, I've made a little loop in Ableton Live. Next, I'm going to put it through Habit to see what happens. So yeah, it's a pretty versatile effect. By the way, there are many more advanced features that are outside the scope of this video. For example, all the knobs can be automated using a sort of built-in LFO. Also, it has MIDI and CV inputs so that you can control it from the outside. I'm really looking forward to exploring these features more in the coming months. So I've been playing with this pedal pretty solidly for a week now, and essentially there are three ways that I've been using it. First, you can just use the modify effects and find a setting you like, and just use it as a multi-mode effect pedal while you're playing your instrument. Obviously, it's a guitar pedal, sounds great with guitar, sounds pretty amazing with vocals also. The second way I've been using it is you can get some sort of audio going into it, either from your computer or from a synth with a sequencer, and then you can record output as you twiddle the knobs. And once you've made a bunch of crazy sounds, you chop them up on your computer and turn the results into something that's actually worth listening to. And this is how I've been using it the most. Finally, the third way of using the pedal that I've found is you can use it to actually construct a sort of experimental song using the wandering memory collect functionality. If you're going to do that, my best advice would be choose your source material wisely. Depending on what you put through this thing, the wandering memory effect can be beautiful and serendipitous, or it can be a bit awkward. Some notes when taken out of context are like a guest at a dinner party trying to follow up on a joke that wrapped up a few minutes ago. In my experience, the scan memory really shines with mellow source material and stuff that doesn't have a lot of chord changes. As for the modify effects, I'm finding the pitch bend effect especially addictive. Overall, I'm really impressed with Chase Bliss. This is such a bold release. The scan memory is unlike anything I've ever played with before. And the onboard effects really shine for making glitchy, ambient soundscapes. It's especially good for coming up with ear candy for splicing into a song. Okay, I think that's it. If you enjoyed this video, now's a great time to subscribe. It's free and you'll be notified whenever I make one of these videos. See you soon!